Hi, sweetie.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, look. All right. Good news, honey. I finished the kitchen.
Finally!
I like it. It's airy.
Well, Tim, when you said done, I had a whole different image in my mind.
Well, I finished my part. I got the cabinets in, huh?
Oh, they look great.
Thank you. Now we just got to find the right granite guy to put in the countertops.
Tim, you fired the last two granite guys because you didn't like the way they measured.
Mm-hmm.
And then you interviewed another 100 guys. Can't you just pick one?
Honey, you cannot pick a granite guy out of the phone book like you would a doctor or lawyer. I've got my feelers out.
When realistically do you think that we can expect to have our kitchen finished?
If I could predict the future, I'd be down at the racetrack right now. Cross your fingers, cross your fingers. Hello, this in? Hi. Well, perfect. Well, I left all my information on your answer machine. Can you be here tomorrow? 8 o'clock? Perfect. I can't wait. Thank you very much. Bye. The god of granite just smiled on us.
Really?
We just hired the best granite guy in the city.
Yes!
Well, apparently the couple he's working for split up. She got the sport ute in the house. He got the shih tzu. And we got the granite guy. Guys, hustle up. He'll be here any minute. I want everything neat and tidy.
Of course, we mustn't be messy for the granite guy.
Do I look okay for the granite guy?
You don't look okay for anybody.
I'm serious. It's important to project a good image for your subcontractors.
Oh, is that why you're not going to be here today? Good thinking, Dad.
I'm not going to be here today. I'm supporting my family. And I'll tell you something else. It'd be a lot easier getting a new family than it would be getting a new granite guy.
And on that psychotic note, I'm leaving for school.
Me too.
Hey, hugs and kisses to the granite guy.
Bye, guys. Have a good day. Bye. Good morning.
Morning. Is that what you're wearing?
What's wrong with what I'm wearing?
Well, nothing if we're going to a tractor pull or something, but... The granite guy is coming. Could you put on some lipstick or something? Do something with your hair.
Sure, and I'll put on some pearls for the plumber. God.
Well, hi, Patty. You're just in time for the granite guy.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's not the first time, though. Jill, write your psych book.
Thank you.
Look at Patty. She looks great, doesn't she? Now, she is ready for the granite guy.
Will you shut up? God.
The granite guy.
Tim Taylor?
Hey, that's me, huh? And I don't need to know who you are. Your work speaks for itself. I'm going to introduce you to my kitchen.
Wow, Tim, you did a great job on these cabinets.
And this is my wife, Jill.
And her friend, Patty.
Oh, it's pleased to meet you, Patty.
Nice to meet you.
Jill, I believe we've met before.
Yes, I think we have.
Where?
At the Y. As a matter of fact, Tim, I've seen you there, too.
Don't remember.
It's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah. Here, I thought you were just a gym guy, and you're the granite guy.
That's me. Hey, Tim, I need a workspace. Do you have a garage?
Do I have a garage? Got some out there you might like. I got a 46 Ford convertible, all retroed out.
What do you have under the hood?
What do I have under the hood?
Oh, man, is he gorgeous. It's like he walked out of a dream.
Tell me about it. He's the guy.
What guy?
The guy.
guy who I had the sexy dream about.
The guy that asked you out at the gym?
Yes.
The widower with the four daughters?
No. That was just in my dream. You know, I don't know anything about this real Ian.
You gonna tell Tammy asked you out?
I can't. I mean, he's driven us all crazy looking for somebody to do the counters. He's finally found somebody he likes.
So?
Well, if I tell him, he could get jealous and then he'll fire him. And then I'll be looking at holes in my kitchen forever.
Well, I bet you'd much rather look at the granite guy.
Stop. Look, really, all that happened was that he asked me on a date. He found out I was married. That was it, you know?
Right. But what about the dream?
The dream is just a dream. Ian is just a symbol.
Yeah, sex symbol. Okay, I gotta go. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, Patty.
Bye, Tim.
Oh, well, let's see. I gotta get to work. If there's anything you need, just ask Jill.
Okay.
Give this guy whatever he wants.
Bye.
Bye. Well, this is certainly a coincidence, huh?
Yeah, I'll say.
What's your husband going to say when he finds out I asked you out?
Well, yeah, I don't think I'm going to tell him. Tim tends to get jealous and, you know, nothing happens, so what's the point?
Well, if that's the way you want to handle it, your secret's safe with me. I got to get some more stuff out of the truck.
Yeah, I have to work on this psych paper.
You know, I used to teach sculpting in college.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get involved working in granite?
Well, the pay's a lot better. And I like working with my hands, you know?
Huh, lucky us.
Welcome to Tool Time on Location from Al's Living Room. Today we're going to show you how to conserve energy. Now, a good place to start would be replacing all your old insulation. I recommend that you would...
Heidi?
Yes?
Do tell us when the camera's rolling, won't you?
Okay.
I am Tim, the landlord tailor. Of course, you all know my tenant, Al Borland.
Now, in winter, homes consume more energy, which is why I like double-glazed windows.
And double-glazed donuts. Now, along with replacing these windows, we've just come from the basement where we put in new furnace filters.
That's right. For maximum efficiency, I recommend you replace the filters every 30 days.
Al's on a 30-day cycle. That explains the bloat.
All right. Next up, we're going to look for the greatest source of energy loss in a home, air leaks.
Right. And you can usually find a good one underneath the front door.
That's right. And to simply fix that, put in a door sweep as a barrier.
An easy do-it-yourself fix.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to work.
All right. Ooh, Al, I see another draft. It's a cold one.
Would you like some of this old olive loaf? At least I think those green things are olives.
I think I'll stick with what I brought. Oh, as a matter of fact, would you like to have some chicken Florentine? I got plenty.
Ooh, that smells great.
Oh. Grab a plate.
Okay, great. Thanks. I'm not much of a cook. My meatballs are harder than these countertops.
I have a killer recipe for meatballs.
Really? What do you put in it?
Cayenne and chili peppers.
That sounds hot.
Oh, it is hot. I like hot. Don't you?
Yeah. I like hot. Hot's good. I'm with hot.
Well, then you have to try this jalapeno cornbread.
Oh. Oh, man, that's really good.
Want something?
Mm-hmm. You got enough?
You bet.
God. It's nice to have a break from this stupid paper.
Yeah, you seemed a little stressed over it.
I have this teacher, Professor Nimmelman. It's just impossible to please.
Norm Nimmelman?
You know him?
Yeah, I play guitar in a band with him.
Norm Nimmelman is a musician?
Yeah. Well, let's just say he has an instrument and sound comes out of it.
Welcome back to Tool Time and our continuing effort to make Al's place more energy efficient.
Thank you, Heidi. We now give you...
the blower door! Now, a blower door is the most effective way to detect air leaks in your home.
It does that by creating a vacuum inside the house, pulling outside air through any crack or opening you have.
That's right. And since you can't see air...
Unless you live in Los Angeles. Oh, that's not pollution. That's a marine layer.
We're going to use this generator to create smoke so we can then see our leaks. Thank you, Tim. All right, now, have you sealed up the house, all the doors, windows, vents?
You bet I have.
Then we're ready to see our leaks.
All right, but first off, let's make sure that the fireplace flue is shut. A good way to remember that is to close the flue, pull towards you, push away, make fire today. My grandfather taught me that.
All right, Tim, why don't you go outside and crank up the smoke?
Can I turn on the blower?
All right.
It's a great control panel. Look at this bad boy, huh?
Tweak it that high.
The faster we tweak, the faster we find our leak. My grandma told me that one.
All right. Now we'll just seal this up. Now wherever we see smoke, I'll just mark that with my adhesive, and we'll caulk and seal the leak. All right, here's one. Pretty common place for it. Smoke will come in under the siding there. Turn off the fan. Ken probably wants me to turn up the fan. No way.
Al, I was wrong about the flue. To close the flue is push away from you. To close the flue.
Well, boy, that would defeat our purpose, wouldn't it? So we'll just close that up there. Seems to be stuck.
Okay, I'll see ya. Bye.
Well, I'm back.
What happened?
Truck won't start.
Oh.
Oh, can I use your phone? I'll call a buddy and see if I can get a lift.
Where do you live?
Ferndale.
Ferndale? I could give you a ride.
Ah, oh, you don't have to do that.
After you shared your lunch with me, it's the least I can do.
Okay. Do you mind if I leave my tools here?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, but cover them up or Tim will want to play with them all night long.
I gotta get rid of that truck. My girlfriend told me to trade it in.
Oh, so you have a girlfriend?
Well, not anymore. She traded me in. Yeah, she was too good for me anyway.
What's that about? You seem like a great guy. You're the granite guy! You seem smart and talented. Any woman would be lucky to have you.
Well, that's nice of you to say, Jill. Oh, this is my place, the red one on the right.
Barn red. Oh, that is so cool.
Thanks. And thanks for the lift.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You know, when I got to your place this morning and, you know, we saw each other again, mm-hmm. I was afraid it was going to be just awfully uncomfortable all day long. But it wasn't. Not at all.
No, it really wasn't. You know, we had a nice talk and a nice lunch and... What are you doing?
What I thought you wanted me to do.
No. I just wanted to give you a ride home, period. That was it.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I couldn't have misread everything.
Oh, yes, you did. Yeah.
But what about the signals you were sending me?
What signals?
Well, you didn't want to tell your husband about me asking you out at the gym. You jumped at the chance to take me home.
I did.
You checked out my butt.
I did not.
You did so.
I did not. Well, okay, then how could you tell if somebody's checking out your butt if it's, you know, right in your face?
Well, because I saw your reflection in the window because I was checking you out.
Well, you had no business checking out a reflection in a married woman's window.
I know. Look, I'm sorry. I feel like an idiot. Believe me, tomorrow everything's going to be strictly business.
No, I don't think there should be a tomorrow.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to feel comfortable having you finish this job.
Well, who's going to install the rest of the granite?
Well, I do happen to be married to Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Good luck.
Hi. Why is Ian's truck still out there? You said he was gone. Where is he?
Ian's truck broke down, and I gave him a ride home.
Look at this. These beveled edges, you can't even see a seam. This guy's work is great. Can you imagine what this will look like tomorrow?
Pretty much the same.
Why do you say something like that?
I fired Ian.
For a moment there, I thought you said you fired my granite guy.
I did. When I gave him a lift home, he came on to me.
You fired the granite guy.
Did you hear what I said? He came on to me.
What did he say? He had a nice outfit or something?
He kissed me.
What did you do?
I pushed him away.
Well, you should have fired him.
I did fire him.
You fired the granite guy? But he's here one day and hitting on my wife? What is that about?
I know. I should have told you the whole story the minute that Ian walked in the door.
The whole story? You and Ian have a story?
Well, you remember when I told you that a guy at the Y asked me out on a date?
Ian was the guy that didn't know you were married.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you tell me this?
Because I thought you'd get jealous and it would make you crazy.
What did it make you, Jill?
Now, come on, you're getting paranoid.
Am I?
I had no idea that this was going to turn out this way. All I wanted was for you not to fire another guy and for us to get our kitchen finished.
Did you? When you secretly have the hots for the granite man.
I don't have the hots for any man. Look, you know what I mean. You probably have plenty of secrets from me.
No, I don't. You always talk about trust in this marriage. You do something like this and you break it.
I feel terrible. I'm really sorry.
Are you? Or maybe inside you're jumping for joy, huh? Huh? Maybe you and Ian are just spinning a web of twisted little lies. And I'm just your prawn.
Tim, a prawn is a big shrimp.
Right. You can't play chess with a crustacean.
What I'm asking you is, how honest is a person supposed to be in a relationship?
Well, Jill, I've always believed in being totally honest.
You have?
Which might explain why I haven't had a decent relationship in over 20 years.
So maybe it's not such a good idea to be totally honest.
Well, it depends on the relationship. What made you think you couldn't be totally honest with Tim?
Well, I told myself it's because I thought that he would get jealous. There might be more to it than that.
You know, I'm reminded of the English writer Aleister Crowley, who said that falsehood is invariably the child of fear.
What am I afraid of? I don't know. Maybe if Tim knew that I was attracted to Ian...
He would love you less?
Well, yeah. I mean, what kind of a person does that make me?
A human person.
Well, I was extremely human today. I even snuck a peek at this guy's butt.
Well, Jill, that's no big deal. If I had a nickel for every married woman at the library who checked out my butt, I could pay everybody's overdue fines.
Well, I wish that I could just, you know, go ahead and be honest with him and tell him I was attracted to Ian.
Maybe he should.
You know, when it comes to the really big stuff, Tim doesn't keep any secrets from me.
Or me.
Tim? I know, you're still mad at me.
See the shine on this stone? Your stud muffin must have spent 3 hours polishing this thing.
Tim, I'm really sorry. I should have been more upfront with you about the whole thing.
Yes, you should have.
I want us to have a trusting marriage. But from now on, I'm going to try to be more honest with you about everything.
You are?
Yeah. About Ian.
About Ian. You really attracted to that guy?
Initially or today?
Anytime since the dawn of civilization.
Yes.
How attracted were you?
Not attracted enough to even consider putting our marriage in jeopardy.
But you're still attracted to him.
Yes, it was. You've been attracted to other people?
Yeah, but no one with his type of skills.
Come on, Tim. Isn't there somebody that we know that you've been attracted to?
No.
Come on, Tim.
Maybe.
Who?
Patty.
Patty?
She's kind of hot.
You think Patty is hot?
Warm. I shouldn't have told you this. Why did I even go here?
No, you should have. Because these feelings are perfectly natural. All that matters is that we are committed to each other.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Now go with me on this.
Okay.
Let's say you weren't married. Who would you pick, me or Slab Boy?
Did you drop some polish on the floor there? I'd pick you.
Would you?
I don't know.